3. The Face of Evil. Many years later, I thought about the excitement of that Easter Sunday, and I wondered again if the story of Jesus had anything to do with real life, especially real life in the Horn of Africa. As my exploring of Hargeisa continued, I happened upon a crew from a British company hired to find, disarm, and remove landmines left in and around the city. For a while, I watched in fascination, from a distance, as these men operated a machine called a flail, an armor-plated bulldozer-type contraption with a cab set as far back out of blast range as possible. The machine has a long extension in front with a revolving axle that flings lengths of heavy logging chains ahead of the machine to set off unexploded mines. The machine's heavy blade can then scrape up and push the remains off the road. When the crew took a break, I walked up behind the machine to talk to the men. Their equipment was designed primarily for clearing anti-personnel mines. Those were usually small explosive charges buried so that their tops are level with or just barely under the ground. They're typically packed in plastic casings that won't register on a metal detector, and set with a simple pressure plate or button that can be tripped by stepping on it and exerting merely a few pounds of weight. These mines are designed to kill, or at least maim, human beings. Their original purpose had been to decimate, delay, and demoralize enemy forces. One problem with landmines is that long after a war ends and the combatants go home, the explosives remain hidden, armed and dangerous for years, maybe even decades. Worse yet, they are equal opportunity exploders, unable to distinguish friend from foe, enemies from innocents. Since there were thousands, maybe tens of thousands, of landmines in and around Hargeisa, and because flail machines were incredibly expensive, this mine removal company also hired and trained local crews to search for mines manually. That dangerous work required searchers to squat close to the ground and move very slowly and methodically along roads and across fields, inch by inch, watching and feeling for telltale warning signs, while sometimes gingerly probing the ground ahead with a long, stiff wire. The physical and mental demands required of these manual detection crews were especially exhausting.